From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 5th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Development Corporation board has decided it needs more information before it can choose a company to develop the former Katz Incorporated warehouse site at Montgomery and South Front Streets in Hudson's First Ward. The board anticipated making a decision at its special meeting April 4th, held at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce building. However, following a closed session, no bidders were eliminated, and the board decided to hold off on the selection. In a statement released following the meeting, HDC said, and I quote, "The Hudson Development Corporation's board agreed today to continue its consideration of the three bids submitted to redevelop the Katz property. Based on the strength and legitimacy of the bidders and on the public comment, the board is moving to another round of due diligence to fulfill its responsibility to the public to consider each bidder's capacity and financial ability to complete the contract with HDC and to evaluate each bidder's accountability, past performance, reliability, and integrity," end quote. Bonacio Construction Incorporated of Saratoga Springs, Kearney Realty and Development Corporation of Carmel, and Redburn Development Companies and Sequence Development of Troy submitted proposals for consideration. HDC anticipates the renovation could cost between $20 million and $30 million. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo defended his department's controversial cooperation with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on national television April the 4th. Russo was interviewed at Fox Studios in New York City by Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends about being the only sheriff in New York to join the 287G program run with ICE. Russo said, and I quote, "ICE does vet people in our facility, but it's not real time. We want to prevent somebody from getting out before they're recognized as being wanted," end quote. During the interview, Kilmeade took note of Governor Andrew Cuomo's condemnation of the program, playing off the politics of the issue. Russo is a Republican, Cuomo is a Democrat. In those hours that followed, county residents demanded an end to the county's participation in the ICE program. Legislature Minority Leader Peter Grimm, Democrat of Troy, said his party has attempted to pass legislation to withdraw the county from working with ICE, but the Republican majority has voted down all efforts to get the measure out of committee. Legislature Vice Chair Kelly Hoffman, a conservative of North Greenbush, said most of the county's lawmakers support the sheriff working with ICE. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On April the 2nd, engineers unveiled a preliminary design to replace deteriorating bridge joints, rails, and concrete slabs on Cairo's Main Street Bridge over the Shingle Kill Creek. The project would close the bridge to traffic for approximately 3 months next summer. Engineers from Albany-based Creighton Manning Engineering and the Greene County Highway Department officials took questions from residents during the public hearing, which followed a presentation of the proposal. The project will fill deteriorating concrete on the top deck and sidewalk, flaking paint leading to rust on the beams, and crumbling retaining walls under the bridge. The rehabilitation plans include resurfacing the concrete deck, replacing bridge joints and railings, and reconstructing 95 feet of concrete slabs leading to the bridge. The span was built in 1927 and has been rehabilitated once in 1981. The new project is expected to extend the bridge's life by 25 years. Construction is scheduled to begin in June of 2019. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney and Laura Nahaminas are reporting for Politico New York. The two Democratic factions in the state Senate will reunite as a single conference, ending years of division that helped solidify Republican control of the chamber. The new conference will consist of 29 of the Senate's 30 Democrats. Minority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who has led the Senate's mainline Democrats since 2012, will retain her role and lead the new conference. Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein will dissolve his conference, forfeit his leadership role, and become Stewart Cousins' deputy. The announcement marked the accumulation of talks that began in November when both conferences tentatively agreed to a deal designed to result in unification following the special elections. In the months since, a number of candidates have announced primary challenges against IDC members. And Governor Andrew Cuomo, who brought the parties together to arrange the unity deal, now has a primary opponent in Cynthia Nixon, who has repeatedly attacked him for his support of the IDC. Stuart Cousins said, and I quote, "Together, certainly with the governor, we will be able to do all the things we know to be important to really make sure New York stays the progressive beacon it is," end quote. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated snow showers before 1 p.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 40 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, snow is likely before noon, then rain and snow likely between noon and 2 p.m., then rain likely after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 43 degrees. On Friday night, rain showers are likely before 8 p.m., then mixing with snow and turning to snow showers after 11 p.m. It will be cloudy on Friday night with a temperature low of 30 degrees. And on Saturday, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The sun rose this morning at 6:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:25 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 5th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.